learn how adding value can actually grow your bank account. Okay guys, so now do you want to know how adding value is so important and why many successful people talk about adding value to whatever you do? Well, the first thing you need to know is that when you add value, you're actually teaching someone, you know. And when you teach someone, the person actually feels good. And when someone feels good, they want to repay you. And the only way they can repay you is either through payment or through sharing your content. That's all they can do. But you need to add value first. You can't start a podcast and then tell people to click on your links and buy stuff. You can't tell people to listen to your podcast and share it without you even saying anything, you know, useful on your podcast. If you start a business podcast, talk, you know, and tell stories about businesses, how they can grow, how they can improve. If you start a podcast on entrepreneurship, talk about ways that people can make money online, ways that people can actually, you know, face their fears and finally become the entrepreneurs that they were destined to become. If you start any type of podcast, add value. Make sure that whatever podcast it is, it should actually be what it has been chosen to be. If you chose for your podcast to be a podcast about food, it has to talk about food and food only. It can't talk about making money online because your podcast is all about food. Don't change your value. Don't focus on different things because, you know, a successful marketer once said, if you're marketing to everyone, you're not marketing to anyone. Because you can't focus on everything. You can look at the best athletes all around the world. The reason why they're so good at what they do. So you should actually focus on adding value. Teach people before trying to ask for anything in return. The same goes for, you know, doing something. You can't focus on multiple things. Why do you think many people drop out of school? Because school is trying to manipulate you. It's trying to trick you into thinking that you need it. School is not all important. You don't need school, but school needs you. Why? Because there are plenty of people who studied to be teachers. And school is only there in order to make the teaching job relevant. If many people knew the truth that school is not at all important, they would all drop out, meaning that teachers would not at all have any jobs. So, that's the purpose of school, to provide jobs for teachers. It's not to teach you how to make money, it's not to teach you how to become successful, it's to make the teaching job relevant. That's all. Don't let anyone lie to you saying that if you drop out of school, you're going to fail. No. It depends on your vision. Yes, if you drop out of school because what? Because you just don't want to learn. You'll fail because you don't know what you're going to do. Don't get me wrong. Once you drop out of school, you finally have the opportunity to focus on your goals and focus on your purpose. And focus on why you were born. But if you don't know why you were born, it's useless. Maybe you'll find the reason why you were born at college. Maybe you'll find the reason why you were born, you know, through facing a particular problem. That's why I say there are plenty of opportunities in any type of problems, because problems provide opportunities. Because once you solve a problem, you can actually make a lot of money. The same goes for podcasting. Podcasters are actually solving the problem of self-education. Instead of going to school and wasting all of your money and time, you can now actually get all the sentimental value you need from a simple podcast episode, just like this one. The same goes for YouTube. You can now learn the skills that you need, either computer programming or real estate or whatever, from simple online platforms like YouTube, Google, and other platforms. That's why I say it's a waste of time. So please stop believing that school is going to help you. It won't. Its purpose is to make the teaching jobs relevant. That's all. It's to provide jobs for teachers. Not to teach you how to make money. Not to teach you how to become successful in life. Once you focus on school, the journey is going to be even longer for you. Because what? You wasted a lot of time. There are plenty of children who didn't even finish kindergarten. There are plenty of children who didn't even finish, you know, high school. Didn't even finish college. And look at them now. They're successful. And look at you. You finished your, you know, you finished high school. You finished college. You got a degree. What? Now what? You're in debt. You're in a low-paying job that you think, you know, was unfair. But hey, life is unfair. You can't always get what you want. If you want something, you have to take it in this world. Just like life is unfair, you have to be unfair as well. Just like life is unfair, you need to be unfair as well. And what I mean by that is, you need to take every chance, every opportunity you get. Doesn't matter if that opportunity was not meant for you. Any opportunity counts. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, don't focus on whose idea it was. Focus on who is going to turn this idea into the next big thing. It can be someone else who came up with the idea of, of setting Facebook. But who cares? It can be someone else's idea of, you know, whoever started Microsoft or whoever started Google. Who cares? What matters is that there is someone who created that, you know, that idea, who turned that idea into a reality. Because an idea without any action is just an idea. An idea without any planning or any strategizing is destined for failure. You need to plan how it will make money, how it can attract more customers, how it can make more sales, how, you know, it can gain more trust from its customers, its potential, you know, customers. So please listen to me now. Once you focus on one thing and one thing only, you'll become the best at it. You know, you can't focus on learning real estate, yet at the other hand you want to learn accounting. You can't focus on those two things. You either choose to learn accounting and master each and every single thing about accounting, or you either choose to do real estate and learn each and every single thing you need to know about real estate. And after you've mastered real estate or accounting, then you can focus on other goals. Because we all have a lot of goals. No one has only one goal. We all have plenty of goals. A lot of goals. Some of our goals even exceed 10. Some of our goals even exceed 100. Maybe some of our goals even exceed 1,000. Because we all have a lot of goals. We only have one dream, but goals are unlimited. A dream can either be one or two or even three, but a goal, that's unlimited, because the short-term goals and the long-term goals. That's why I say we have a lot of goals. There's no one who only has one goal. We all have a lot of goals. Even I have a lot of goals. I have about 73 goals. Maybe now I have about 95 goals, but yeah. The same goes for you guys. Maybe you guys have more goals than me, or maybe you guys have less goals, but it depends. That's why I say having goals is very important, because it actually determines whether you're going to achieve your dream or whether you're going to achieve your objective. Because let's look at it this way. The dream is the destination, yet the goal is the map. The goal is going to get you from point A to point B in order to get to a dream. But if you don't have any goals, that dream will remain a dream. The same goes for an idea in the entrepreneurship world. You know, if you don't have any goals on how you can do the marketing for these ideas, how you can do the pricing for this idea, how you can monetize this idea, how you can, you know, get a very large audience from this idea, how you can gain more traffic from this idea. If you don't focus on that, you know, if you don't focus on those goals, if you don't have any of those goals for your idea, it will only remain an idea, because ideas without any goals are the same as dreams without goals. They are just dreams. The same goes for ideas. Ideas without any goals are just ideas. Suppose Mark Zuckerberg, you know, had the idea of creating Facebook, yet he didn't take any action. What would have happened? Facebook would have remained an idea. What if Bill Gates, you know, came up with the idea of creating Microsoft, yet didn't take any action? What do you think would happen? Microsoft would remain an idea. It wouldn't be a reality. That's why people say to do is to dare. Successful people say to do is to dare, because anyone has a dream. Like I said, everyone has goals. So just know this: just because you have a goal does not mean that you're special. Everyone has a goal. But someone who has a goal and actually takes action towards achieving that goal, those are the special people. People who keep quiet and let their actions do the talking. People who keep quiet and let their results do the talking. Those are the special ones. Because they're keeping their success a secret, but yet they're letting their success make all the noise. That's how you should actually live your life. Don't strive for the attention. Don't chase after attention. You'll get it once you've finally achieved your goals. Risk the chance of becoming a ghost. Risk the chance of not being noticed by anyone, because it doesn't mean that you'll never be noticed. Once you achieve your goal, you won't have to go to them in order to get noticed. They will come to you, you know, they will end up coming to you in order to notice you. You won't have to go to them, you know, for them to talk about you. They'll actually talk about you even when you're not there. Once you achieve your goals. But if you fail, no one is ever going to talk about you. For example, have you ever heard of anyone talking about the second man on the moon? Yes, but how much popularity is it compared to the first man to land on the moon? Not that much, because the first one was the one who was there first. So if you're first, you're more considered an authority at that. Same goes for being a successful social media influencer. If you're the first to become a social media influencer at TikTok, of course you're going to be seen as an authority at that platform, because it's a new platform. So if you can become the authority or the first one there, you need to do videos or anything like that, you'll end up gaining some sort of authority and some sort of large following. Even if you're not the first, then you have to be the best. And to be the best means that you have to be the best at one niche, at one thing. If you talk about fashion, you have to be good and well known about fashion. If you talk about entrepreneurship, you need to be good and well known about entrepreneurship. Focus on one thing and one thing only. The brain can only learn one thing at a time. It can't master two things at a time. It can only master one thing at a time. Focus on this one thing, and then ideas will start coming out of nowhere. You'll end up brainstorming amazing, imaginative ideas, innovative, you know, ideas, any type of idea. Just by focusing on this one thing, you'll end up coming with new creative ways to innovate this. You'll end up coming with new creative ways to monetize this. You know, once you focus on this one single skill, you'll end up coming up with the best ways to monetize it, to grow it, to market it, to do anything with it. You just have to focus on one thing and one thing only. Doesn't matter what they say, What matters, whether you've achieved what you want to achieve. So, don't be discouraged by what other people are saying about you. Be discouraged by the things that you failed to do. And be encouraged by the things you want to make up for wasting. Like always, guys, I hope this episode has actually helped you. And if this episode has actually helped you, please click on the link and go to my blog and get more information about this amazing content. And suppose that you want to learn how to make money online and how to start your own online business. There's a link to an online course to Super Affiliate System, which is pretty much an online course taught by John Crestani, which teaches you all of his secrets on selling other people's products and getting a percentage. Or maybe you can learn how to start an online business with someone who's made millions out of doing that, or you know, he'll teach you all of his tricks, secrets and strategies for 2021. And I'm also going to give you some links to the tools you need now to make money with an online business. And guys, if you feel like this is your time, this is your opportunity to make money online, this is your time and this is your opportunity to finally obtain financial freedom, please click on the links, get the products, they're cheap, they're affordable. Like always, enjoy the vibes.